Hey, I want to take this episode to wish you a very happy Easter and share with you what God has been showing me. Here we go.
Building spirituality, family, health, and business. This is The Giant Builders with Lois Wyant.
Hey, Giant Builders. So today is later than what I usually record. I usually have these all out on Tuesdays, and it's actually Thursday evening that I'm recording this. So I am behind schedule, but I wanted to make sure this, I wanted to do this week because it's Easter, and God has just shown me so much this year and so many changes in my life and such busyness that I want to share with you that I have been terribly busy. We bought a house in North Carolina, moved from Indiana to North Carolina in a month's time frame. Got here, had about 3 weeks to kind of settle in a little bit, and then flew back to Indiana to help my mom move. And because she bought a house and was closing in a month's time frame. So got her moved down here. And so still hanging up pictures and things like that for our house, and then helping her to kind of unpack. You know, you can't really unpack for somebody because you're not going to put things in the right places. So I'm more like opening boxes and saying, okay, this will go in this room. So it's just been major chaos. And God's really put on my heart that the story of Mary and Martha, you know, it's just, I want to so badly during these next few days, be Mary. I want to sit at Jesus's feet. I want to absorb him through this holiday weekend. I don't want to be chaos. I don't want to be hurried through things, and I don't want to be distracted from what God has done for me and my salvation and my sins. And so I hope that you will take a deep breath and also really think about not being a busy Martha and be a sit still Mary and listen to God's word. And so I've been really touched with some things that my mom and I started BSF, Bible Study Fellowship, right after my father passed away in 2020. And it's really been not only a blessing because of the words that we're learning and just being in the Bible, but I started it because I wanted my mom to be able to lean more on Jesus through the grieving process. And so I haven't given up my, you know, my mourning processes. A couple episodes I shared with you that I was starting to, I had read a book, Miracle Morning. And so I was doing those steps in the morning. And so I'm still processing those steps. But I think that the BSF gives me a chance to really get deeper into God's word. And there's some things that were shared recently as we come into this Easter time. And I wanted to kind of share some of those things with you because this session, we're actually going through John. The book of John. Next year's going to be really very in-depth because we're going to go through Revelation. So if you have not had a great time to really commit yourself to really studying God's word, you should join a BSF. It's really very, very well organized. And we have met so many amazing women through this process. But I wanted to share with you a few things that really stood out to me with the most recent lessons. So, sorry, I got comfortable here. We're talking about Jesus going to the cross. So Jesus willingly embraced his painful torment and death on the cross. His bruised body was stripped naked and nailed to a wooden cross. Our sin leaves us spiritually naked, exposed with no place to hide from God in his holiness. In infinite grace, Jesus bore our sin as he took the place we rightfully deserved. His death was no accident. Jesus died not as the victim of evil men, but as a purposeful sacrifice, of Holy God. Even while Jesus suffered, he expressed compassionate care for his mother. Jesus embraced fully the weight of sin and the redemptive purpose of God without faltering. Fulfilling scripture, he drank the cup of God's wrath to its bitter dregs. Jesus finished his earthly mission with triumph finality. He yielded his spirit into death, purchasing eternal life for all who receive his gift of salvation. Jesus became sin so that believers might become righteous. The wonder of his sacrifice will be celebrated for all eternity. Do you recognize your part in Jesus' crucifixion? We can easily disdain Pilate, the fickle crowd, the evil religious rulers, or the callous soldiers who gambled for Jesus' cloth. The people in Jerusalem that day put Jesus on the cross, no doubt. But who put Jesus on the cross, really? That's such a great question. I mean, Jesus went to the cross for me and my sins. First and foremost, God did. Our Heavenly Father sent his only Son to earth as the God-man who satisfied his righteous justice by dying on behalf of sinners. And second, we did. Every one of us, Jesus did not hang on the cross for a faceless mob of people, but for you and me. He knows your name. Jesus died so you might live eternally. How will you respond? Are you ever amazed that Jesus died for you? I know I am. Have you repented of your sins and turned to Jesus, who has loved you in the greatest way possible? If not, why not? We live in a world that hesitates to label anything as wrong. Sin has become an increasingly foreign concept. The severity of Jesus' suffering reveals the seriousness of human sin. As eternal God in a human body, Jesus could die for an infinite number of sins. He willingly suffered a cruel death we can scarcely bring ourselves to ponder. Jesus' commitment to his divine mission shone through his excruciating pain. Though he was humanity's rightful king, Jesus took the form of a humble servant. He suffered willingly and finished his mission gloriously. We study the cross to understand the gravity of sin, the beauty of salvation, and the wonder of Jesus the Savior. How has your understanding of God's compassion, love, grace, mercy, justice, and holiness grown as you gazed at Jesus on the cross? God offers you an opportunity to wrestle with what Jesus endured for you. Now, of course, being that this is Thursday, of course, this really stuck on my mind. But then also the glorious part is there is Sunday. So again, this is BSF, Bible Study Fellowship. And I love these words. John's account of these events differs slightly from the other Gospels. It may represent a synopsis of the events surrounding Jesus' resurrection. Though the accounts regarding Jesus' resurrection differ among the four Gospels, they harmonize in complementary rather than contradictory manner. After Peter and John examined the tomb and returned to the disciples, Mary stood again outside the tomb. Bewildered and downcast, she looked into the tomb with tear-filled eyes and saw two angels. One angel sat at the head and the other at the foot of the place where Jesus' body had once been. The angel asked, "Why are you crying?" Her answer indicated more concern about locating Jesus than about the two individuals at the tomb. "They have taken my Lord away," she replied, "and I don't know where they had put him." Mary turned around and Jesus stood before her. Not recognizing Jesus, Mary assumed he was the gardener. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Still overcome by grief, Mary replied, "If you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him." Jesus simply said her name, Mary. Jesus spoke one word and she immediately knew who he was. Instantly, Mary recognized the voice of her shepherd calling her name. She poured out her love and joy for the Master, also in one word, teacher. This first Easter morning found Jesus' disciples overloaded with information. Though they had not expected Jesus to rise from the dead, his tomb sat empty. Peter and John reported the oddly positioned grave clothes. Mary Magdalene delivered the radiant news of the Lord's message. Despite the good news, fear gripped the disciples as they huddled together behind locked doors. Suddenly, Jesus appeared in their midst. Without entering through the locked doors, Jesus stood among them and extended the customary Jewish greeting of Shalom, peace be with you. Peace was precisely what the disciples desperately needed. Jesus answered their fears with his peace. The disciples had seen Jesus arrested by Roman soldiers and had fled in fear. Jesus displayed sensitivity to their searching hearts and questioning minds. The Lord opened his hands so they could see the nail marks. He showed them his pierced side. Just 4 days earlier, Jesus prophetically said, "But I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away." The Lord's presence filled the disciples with overwhelming gladness. Believers today have experienced the same joy. Profound peace abounds when we encounter Jesus and believe in him. Forgiveness of sin and a restored relationship with God are real, not wishful thinking. Jesus' physical death and bodily resurrection provide the source for peace and joy that transcends everything that causes us alarm. Isn't that beautiful? Yes, Jesus died on the cross. It was a terrible, painful death. But yes, he rose again. So please just take some of this weekend as we celebrate Easter and be Mary. Sit at Jesus' feet and listen to him. All right. Thank you. Happy Easter. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening. This has been The Giant Builders with Lois Wyant.